A peasant who had left the lines and now stood in the shade of the arcade looked at them in disgust and said, "They should shout, 'Long live drunkenness.' That's all they believe in." "They don't believe even in that," another peasant said. "Those neither understand nor believe in anything." Just then, one of the drunkards got to his feet and raised both arms with his fists clenched over his head and shouted, "Long live anarchy and liberty and I obscenity in the milk of the Republic." The other drunkard, who was still lying on his back, took hold of the ankle of the drunkard who was shouting and rolled over so that the shouting drunkard fell with him. And they rolled over together and then sat up, and the one who had pulled the other down put his arm around the shouter's neck and then handed the shouter a bottle and kissed the red and black handkerchief he wore, and they both drank together. Just then, a yelling went up from the lines, and looking up the arcade, I could not see who it was that was coming out because the man's head did not show above the heads of those crowded about the door of the Ayuntamiento. All I could see was that someone was being pushed out by Pablo and Cuatro Dedos with their shotguns, but I could not see who it was, and I moved on close toward the lines where they were packed against the door to try to see. There was much pushing now, and the chairs and the tables of the fascists' café had been overturned except for one table on which a drunkard was lying with his head hanging down and his mouth open, and I picked up a chair and set it against one of the pillars and mounted on it so that I could see over the heads of the crowd. The man who was being pushed out by Pablo and Cuatro Dedos was Don Anastasio Rivas, who was an undoubted fascist and the fattest man in the town. He was a grain buyer and the agent for several insurance companies, and he also loaned money at high rates of interest. Standing on the chair, I saw him walk down the steps and toward the lines, his fat neck bulging over the back of the collar band of his shirt and his bald head shining in the sun. But he never entered them because there was a shout, not as of different men shouting, but of all of them. It was an ugly noise, and was the cry of the drunken lines all yelling together, and the lines broke with the rush of men toward him, and I saw Don Anastasio throw himself down with his hands over his head, and then you could not see him for the men piled on top of him. And when the men got up from him, Don Anastasio was dead from his head being beaten against the stone flags of the paving of the arcade, and there were no more lines but only a mob. "We're going in," they commenced to shout. "We're going in after them." "He's too heavy to carry," a man kicked at the body of Don Anastasio, who was lying there on his face. "Let him stay there." "Why should we lug that tub of tripe to the cliff? Let him lie there." "We are going to enter and finish with them inside," a man shouted. "We're going in." "Why wait all day in the sun?" another yelled. "Come on, let us go." The mob was now pressing into the arcade. They were shouting and pushing, and they made a noise now like an animal, and they were all shouting, "Open up! Open up!" for the guards had shut the doors of the Ayuntamiento when the lines broke. Standing on the chair, I could see in through the barred window into the hall of the Ayuntamiento, and in there it was as it had been before. The priest was standing, and those who were left were kneeling in a half circle around him, and they were all praying. Pablo was sitting on the big table in front of the mayor's chair with his shotgun slung over his back. His legs were hanging down from the table, and he was rolling a cigarette. Cuatro Dedos was sitting in the mayor's chair with his feet on the table, and he was smoking a cigarette. All the guards were sitting in different chairs of the administration, holding their guns. The key to the big door was on the table beside Pablo. The mob was shouting, "Open up! Open up! Open up!" as though it were a chant, and Pablo was sitting there as though he did not hear them. He said something to the priest, but I could not hear what he said for the noise of the mob. The priest, as before, did not answer him, but kept on praying. With many people pushing me, I moved the chair close against the wall, shoving it ahead of me as they shoved me from behind. I stood on the chair with my face close against the bars of the window and held on by the bars. A man climbed on the chair too and stood with his arms around mine, holding the wider bars. "The chair will break," I said to him. "What does it matter?" he said. "Look at them. Look at them pray." His breath on my neck smelled like the smell of the mob, sour, like vomit on paving stones, and the smell of drunkenness, and then he put his mouth against the opening in the bars with his head over my shoulder and shouted, "Open up! Open!" And it was as though the mob were on my back as a devil is on your back in a dream.